time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. When I was growing up, some rules were never to be violated. Don't shove a stick in a hornet's nest, don't throw gas on a fire, and don't discuss religion or politics in public. Never one to follow rules, I think now it may be the time to talk about the latest perfect storm. The recently combined religious freedoms and political issues associated with Obamacare made a perfect storm religion issue front and center in this year's election. This is a situation that has implications at every level of government and in every community in America. One may not think that the recent decision to include free reproductive services coverage under the Affordable Care Act is a big thing, but the secular progressive world is intolerant to those faith-based Catholic religious principles and do not understand that these implications are a matter of individual conscience and religious choice. To accept the administration's secular interpretation of Catholic doctrine is to deny one's faith. The recently enjoined lawsuit by 43 Catholic faith organizations is unprecedented in American legal history. When I was growing up, I could not imagine a large church contingent that would sue the federal government over religious freedom. Religious freedom is a matter of law, the fundamental element of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Throughout the U.S., there are 195 dioceses and over 78 million self-proclaimed Catholics. To bring to question the foundation of faith for this segment of the population smacks of the tyranny that led to the American Revolution. One element that stands out in my mind is the lack of media coverage. I truly think that the minimal press coverage is deliberately orchestrated. The media isn't covering this issue. After all, stirring up every Catholic parish in America could not logically be seen as a keen idea. Enter the 43 Catholic organizations and their lawsuit for religious freedom. What is underway on the church side of this issue is a nationwide campaign to reach every American Catholic. Organizations like the Knights of Columbus are reaching out to every parish in America. For example, beginning June 21st, Catholics will be asked to participate in a fortnight for freedom. This two-week period is dedicated to the prayer, education, and public freedom. For more information, go to fortnightforfreedom.com. To add more fuel to this firestorm, the recently released movie For Greater Glory shows the persecution of Catholics and priests in Mexico during the Cisnero War, 1926 to 1929. During the war, the Mexican federal government martyred several Catholic priests for saying the Mass. This movie is being shown across the country in English and Spanish. Interestingly enough, during his visit to Mexico, Pope Benedict began the beatification process for many of the martyred priests as blessed saints of the Church. Religious freedoms prosecuted by a national government is not just ancient history. You might think that this issue doesn't impact Humboldt County. We are far removed from Washington or those largely Spanish-speaking regions of the country. Not so fast. The vast majority of Humboldt County hospital services are provided by faith-based Catholic entities. I want my religious freedom and I will fight to retain it. I can navigate this perfect storm because of my personal choice, my Catholic faith. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.